Conference Committee on House Bill 2175B.
That's it.
Mr. Taylor.
Sir, members of committee, House Bill 2175B clarifies, comes from state police, clarifies for the purpose of Oregon sex offender reporting requirements that a person residing in Oregon and convicted or adjudicated delinquent of sex offense in another state court, a federal court, a military court, a tribal court, or federally recognized tribe, a court of the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, American Samoa, United States Virgin Islands must report in Oregon as a sex offender. Clarifies that current reporting requirements for juveniles and adult offenders requires the state of Oregon to make diligent efforts to ensure sending state notifies a juvenile of the Oregon sex offender reporting requirements prior to allowing an out-of-state court juvenile offender to reside and be supervised in Oregon. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, does not mention Palau.
Thank you. Good.
Chair, members of the committee, you have in front of you the dash B5 amendments. This was a bill that was in, I think, 2171, and that was in Senate Judiciary Committee when the committee closed. It relates to abuse reporting. B5 allows for prosecution for failure to report as a sex offender following change of address in either the county in which the person previously reported or the county in which the person now resides, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. It would be my assumption that you could not be prosecuted in both. It would be one criminal activity, not two.
I would certainly.
And the amendment in front of you in pertinent part reads, a person who's required to report as a sex offender under pertinent ORS sections and who has knowledge of the reporting requirement commits a crime to fail to report as a sex offender if the person D moves to a new residence and fails to report the move and the person's new address. Theory here, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that there are two elements. One is the move and two is the failure to report. One could happen in one county, for example, Multnomah County, and the other, if they moved to Washington County and failed to report, would happen in Washington County.
Okay.
There is a Oregon Court of Appeals case called Wigglesworth in which a person moved from Oregon to Washington. Said he was no longer a resident of the state of Oregon and therefore did not have to report, and the Court of Appeals held no. He did because the violation took place when he moved.
Okay. Conference committee was formed when the House refused to concur with Senate amendments on House Bill 2175A. After further deliberations, I decided to concur in the Senate amendments dated June 2nd and repass the bill. Senator Posonski.
According to my script, I'm going to say we move that we have the House concur with the Senate amendments and dated June 2nd, and that the bill be repassed.
Okay, Senator Prozonsky moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 2nd, and that the bill be repassed. Discussion.
So, Mr. Chair, I guess the only thing I would ask is on the B5s. This is another set of amendments, as council has stated, would be to allow for a previous bill that came out of your committee that was in my committee at the time we shut down, if I remember correctly, House Bill 2171, to be included within the current bill that's before us. And it would seem appropriate for us to maybe have some discussion before we, move on the on the motion that's before us, because if we move the motion, then we're not going to be adopting or considering the B5s.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Or do we want the B5s or not?
Well, why don't we do this? Mr. Chair, if it's all right with you, if maybe we could get the state police to come up or have Renee come up and whoever else you might need and explain what this deals with. And
Gail Meyer, why don't you come up as well, if you'd like.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the B engrossed, what did the House non-concur on that part?
Do you recall? Chair, members of the committee, this bill was Shannon's, and it might be very possible, if not probable, that they did not concur for the purposes of...
Oh.
amending the other. So we can put this in. Okay. Yeah.
That was it.
That was it.
That's
because
all.
It was a holder to see.
Because it appears also, Mr. Chair, that the difference in A and B is B also puts in there that the administrator must make diligent effort versus before they had to be able to notify. If you look at the summary, mm-hmm. is that true? Is that? But if you look at the summary and what it was before, requires administrators to notify person before responding, and now we're saying requires administrator to make diligent effort.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Members of the committee, if I may address that, I believe that's dealing with one part of the bill that may be a conflict amendment with the juvenile compact as it relates to juvenile offenders. And that administrator that it refers to represent is the juvenile compact administrator.
Well, again, the House did not disagree with that change.
We're adding. Okay. That's because they didn't get that in time.
Thank you.
Please go ahead, Renee, if you'd like.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. Thank you for your forbearance and indulgence on this. It is correct that House Bill 2171, which passed the House on a vote of 58-0, went to the Senate, and because I didn't do my job and talk diligently with Senator Prozanski, it didn't get scheduled. And in the last moments when I went to him, it just was simply an impossibility. So we prevailed upon the chair in the House to not concur so that we could combine House Bill 2171 and House Bill 2175. Nothing we want to change in either bill. And the issue now related to House Bill 2171 is simply that what the state police is trying to do is describe the crime of failure to report as having two distinct elements, one moving and one then failing to report the move within 10 days or after 10 days, so that we might go to a district attorney and get warrants in the county from which the individual has sometimes absconded and we never hear from them again and take appropriate action. That's correct.
Any additional? Just what you represented, Garrett.
I recall this coming up in our House discussion, either on this bill or a different bill, but to whom is a person required to make the report when they move? Is it to the new county of residence or the county from which they move?
Representative Garrett, Chair Barker, members of the committee, my name is Vi Beatty. I'm the manager of the Sex Offender Registry with the state of Oregon. They can report either in the county from which they are moving or the county to which they are moving. Under statute right now, they can report to any law enforcement agency in the state. It's not limited to where they currently reside or where they're going to reside.
Please. Are you
done? Okay. Mr. Chair, Representative Garrett brings up a good point. It looks to me like it'd have to be the one you're coming from, because the one you're going to may not have know anything about this, but the one you're coming from has been monitoring you. Is that some of your, I don't know if that's Representative Garrett's concern.
Well, I guess my question is, as long as a person can comply with the law by making a report to either entity, then my concerns are resolved. So.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, if I could just expand a little bit. What we're trying to do is persons who are required to report who leave their registered address have 10 days to report to another law enforcement agency in the state of Oregon that they've moved.
Or to any law enforcement agency.
At this point in time, we run a 15% noncompliance rate in the registry of persons who have left their registered address, and we cannot locate them. They've either moved out of state or they're somewhere in Oregon, we assume. We just can't locate them. But because of the venue issue as it currently reads, we cannot, in most cases, get a district attorney's office to draw up a warrant so then those individuals can be located and arrested.
Thank you. Ms. Barr, did you want to add anything? I know I called you up. You didn't ask to come up, so.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. Gail Meyer on behalf of the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association. I've been discussing this most of the afternoon with committee counsel. This is just one of those gnarly little lawyer things where you dance around on the head of a pin. We don't have any comments.
Okay.
If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I think we do.
Is there further
discussion. Well, I guess let me just ask the question, because I've had some discussions with council concern as to the obligation of where they would need to report, and not having, let's say, dual venues. But the way it's written and the way I understand the statute's written is that they need, right now they have a duty to report either to the outgoing county or the incoming county. And that it's their choice to report to one of the two, but they're not obligated to report to both.
Chair Barker, Senator Przanski, members of the committee, they can, yes, report to the county they're leaving, or they can wait until they get to the county they're going to, as long as it's within that 10-day period. If they're leaving the state, they can stop at the California or Washington or Idaho borders, and they can register with whatever agency is open at that time on their way out of the state. It really doesn't matter where in the state they register, as long as they register. The problem is they're not registering.
Okay.
Representative Bonamici.
Thank you, Chair Barker. I have a question about the new language in the dash B5, where it says moves to a new residence and fails to report the move and the person's new address. So it's all in one clause in the amendment, but are you talking about two separate things? There's a duty to report the move and a duty to report the new address, but I'm trying to figure out how those are different.
Mr. Chair, Senator Bonamici, this is Renee Bryan, Oregon State Police. The purpose of that language was to establish two distinct elements of the crime of failure to report, one being the move and the subsequent failure to report being the other element, so that when the move takes place in a particular county, venue would lie in that county, and we could then seek a warrant in that county. The Wigglesworth case, to which we referred to earlier from the Court of Appeals, determined that one element of the crime of failure to report occurs when the individual leaves the prior residence. And so we tried to use language in this section here to say there are two elements. One is moving, the other is failure to report. Am I making sense?
Not really.
Okay.
Sorry, but if somebody moves, they obviously have a new address. So how is that a separate issue?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there is the requirement to report. It's not the new address that is the element. It is the reporting of the new address and the reporting of the move that is the separate element of the crime. So the first element is moving. The second element is failure to report. It's not having a new address.
Sure. If I read it, what I interpret the purpose of this phrasing to be is that it's not sufficient for the offender to notify the county that they've moved. They have to also supply the new address. So both of those facts must be provided.
Is that your understanding as well?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll follow up. And just the language that's before us in the B5s, does that represent what was in 2171?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes.
All right. Mr. Chair.
Ms. Bryan, I assume even though you have two facts, you have one crime.
That's correct.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and withdraw my motion that's on the table, because at this time what I'd like to do is to make a motion to adopt the B5s into what is currently Senate Bill 2175B.
Okay, Representative Przanski moves the dash 5 amendments be adopted in House Bill 2175B. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
And Mr. Chair, at this time I move that the House that this committee prepare a report referring to the two floors, the bill that I guess House Bill 2175B, as amended by the dash fives, for adoption or concurrence, whichever the correct term would be.
Okay. Okay, so those are the opinion of the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 10th.
And further amended.
And further amended,
right. Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah, you're right. The motion should have been that first would be to concur in the Senate amendments dated June 2nd, which is what we sent over to you, and to further the further amendments made by the B5s. And repass the bill.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carries.
Two carries.
Two carries.
And you got to get them to sign the report.
Yeah.
Okay, and don't everybody needs to sign. Yeah.
Don't leave.
Yeah. Does this
the carries?
Mr. Chair,
you want to carry it there? I'll carry it over.
Does this bring us, Mr. Chair? Does this bring us in full compliance, or we're still partial compliance with the Washington?
President Wisnett, we're still in partial compliance, but we're a lot closer with the passage of all of these seven measures that we brought.
Okay, thank you.
I had three conversations with Josh.
An hour and a half conversation with Gail and Renee.